The derivation of the name, I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. The programme, of course, took its name from a chance remark of a former Chancellor of the Exchequer, William Pitt the Younger, when questioned in the House as to why the economy was in such poor shape. Funny how history repeats itself. And speaking of history repeating itself, let me introduce our teams tonight. Willie Rushton and Denise Coffey on my right. And on the left, Barry Cryer and Bill Tidy. And while our scorer Samantha is still detained overseas in the process of making a short film for private release, please welcome, in his bathing trunks, the very muscular Sven. We'll start the show with a game called Crossbreeds. Teams, I want you to cross one person or thing with another to create a strange new hybrid. I'll say that again. A strange new hybrid. Willie, will you start us off, please?
Well, if you cross Lord Nelson with John Cole, you get a one-armed pundit.
That puts you in the lead. Bill.
If you cross Keith Trouse and the Bank of Credit and Commerce, you get... No, you get nothing.
Denise.
If you cross Niagara Falls failures with the Queen Mother's Scottish castle, you get the barrelling duds of May.
Barry.
If you cross a Rottweiler with Lassie, you get a dog that bites your leg off and then helps you to look for it.
Any more?
If you cross... Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Yes, Willie, you're the senior.
Thank you.
If you cross a judo expert with an Australian marsupial, you get unarmed wombat.
If you cross a sheet of glass with the Gaelic language, you get a pain in the earth. If you cross Neil Kinnock with Dame Edith Evans, you get a windbag.
Okay, now, teams, here's a game which calls for supreme mental dexterity and lightning reflexes. While I try and sort out the mix-up, I'd like you teams to play... I'd like you to play antithetical duets. For this game, each team has a song. Team A begin by singing their song until I do this.
They've lifted the swing bridge.
And then Team B begin by singing their song. When I do this again...
They've launched the lifeboat.
Team A have to take up their song from exactly where they left off, and so on until the end of the series. Now, Barry and Bill.
Which is Team A? Just a small technical point.
What?
Which is Team A?
Who cares? Barry and Bill. Now, listen to this. Barry and Bill, your song is Goody Goody, and Willie and Denise, your song is Me and My Shadow. And I'd like you to start Team A. Willie and Denise.
All right.
Me and my shadow strolling down.
So you met someone who sent you back on your heels. Goody, goody. You met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave him your heart.
Me and my shadow, not a soul
to, just as I gave mine to you, and he broke it in little pieces.
And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stair. We
do you do? So that I have loves a barrel of dynamite. Goody, goody, hallelujah, you had it coming up.
For nobody's there, just me and
to you. Goody, goody for him,
James, hold it now. We're going to have a race for the line now. I want you to both sing the last few bars of your songs simultaneously, and Colin Sell will accompany you both. Go. Seems that Colin Sell won that one. Right, teams, we're going now to play a game called Complete Quotes. After considerable research in the sound archives, we've unearthed some rare excerpts of famous people speaking. Where, for no apparent reason, they've each suddenly stopped in mid-sentence. And I'd like you to finish them off, please. Denise, here's your speech. It's by John Major.
I've just had the pleasure of opening an addition to a mushroom farm complex in Loxley. Later on this morning, I'm celebrating the opening of a gas supply at Glinton.
Tonight, I hope to have the thrill of watching paint dry in the Herring Museum at Felixstowe.
Willie, you can go next, and there's more John Major for you.
Perhaps I may remind you that I started my politics on a soapbox in Brixton Market. So...
Can I interest you in an 84-piece dinner service?
Barry, your unfinished quote is by Joan Collins.
Television is an absolute phenomenon. If I actually sat and thought before I did any scenes in Dynasty...
I'd realise phenomena is a plural, not a singular.
Bill Tidy, you have a quote from David Icke.
I'm David Icke. Like thousands of other young people, I dreamed of becoming a professional footballer, but I joined Arsenal.
Willie, another one for you. This is Peter O'Toole.
I was given a job with the old Vic Company, and I walked up the stairs from the stage door, up the stairs, and walking up the stairs is still...
bloody hard on a camel.
Denise, now. Here's Dan Quayle.
There are a lot of experiences that I've had that have shaped my adult philosophy, but the one that I keep coming back to time and time again, and it's the advice that my maternal grandmother, Martha Pulliam, who's 97 years old, the advice that she gave me is advice that I've given to a number of children, a number of people. And it's very simple. It's very common sense. And she says...
Always say what you mean, Alice. And be sure you make sure that what you say when you say it is... somebody in the room? Who is that?
Finally, Barry Cryer. Here's a speech by Prince Philip.
I find that I write something which I think is, you know, tremendously deep and well thought out and extremely valuable.
And then my spray can runs out.
How are we doing, Sven?
He's eating his lunch, I can't believe it.
That's his vest.
Now we have a very popular and humorous game in which I shall ask team members to sing along individually to a popular disc which I shall play to them on my gramophone. When I turn down my volume knob, I shall like them to continue singing. When I turn it up, if they're still in time with the music, I'll award points. And points mean...
prize!
A lot of sheep. So our star prize this week is a signed photograph of the Australian chanteurs Danny Minogue, signed by Giles Brandreth. Willie, you're going to start this. Would you sing Come Fly With Me alongside Frank Sinatra?
Oh, we're linked again in song.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze as a bar in far Bombay, Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. Hey, odd singer. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. Let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly.
Yay!
What a pity you parted company with him halfway through bar two.
He's slow now, you know.
Bill. Bill Tidy, will you accompany Manhattan Transfer and sing Chanson d'amour?
Chanson d'amour. Ratatatata. In my heart, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta, more and more chanson. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ja-ta-do. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta. I beat them.
Well done, Barry. Now we go on to Denise. And I'd like you and Tammy Wynette, Denise, to sing Stand By Your Man.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. Doing things that you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do.
Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by.
Tammy would just like to thank Sven for his help.
Barry, you're going to join Elvis Presley in a rendition of Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, I've found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry out there in the gloom. And you'll be, oh, make it so lonely, babe. Oh, so lonely. Oh, so lonely they could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never look back, and they'll make you so lonely, baby. Oh, they're so lonely, baby. Oh, they're so lonely.
Well, I don't know who won that one. We come out of a game called Smugglers. In this one, teams, you take it in turns to be smugglers or customs officers. Team members will try to smuggle illicit items through customs by concealing them in longer words or phrases And the customs officers can challenge at any time. The winner will get 10 points and the losers an intimate body search. Sorry, that should be the other way around. Willie and Denise, you're going to go first. And your objects to smuggle through are the names of famous painters, please.
The Renoir hatchback stopped. And out jumped thoroughly modern Millet.
There's a challenge there.
No, that's a flight leaving for Copenhagen.
God damn it, yelled Doris Day. Why won't this van go? I don't know, says Anne, but I know a Manet who does, for money.
They had broken down in the Hockney Marshes. A constable approach. No!
A challenge sergeant. There from Barry Cryer.
Go, go.
Not yet. Oh. What a place to pick, asso.
Moe's mother snarled. Grandma, have you got a Kleenex tissue? I got shag all, said
challenge from Bill. Bill, you challenged.
Kleenex worries me.
Kleenex. He did paintings that never lasted.
Carry on.
Doris Day shouts, turn her up, your hearing aid.
Grandma says, I cannot hear ominous Bosch.
Wait a minute, it's there somewhere. It's there somewhere, I couldn't quite spot it.
Let's get out of here while the go-gang's good.
Challenge from Barry.
Repetition.
Barry and Bill, I'd like you to have a go with the names of famous poets.
Well, I'm bringing through, officer, a seashell elongated. Ronnie Corbett, a short autobiography. That's by Ron. And, sorry, I bought it. What are his words worth? Right.
Well, it's more than his job's worth, exactly. The money you won in the casino in Blankenberg, where you bet your man that you could come back with 4,000 francs.
Challenge from Willie.
Frank.
Yeah, I'll allow that. 1 point to you.
There's a bit of sheet music we're taking through. It's a Christmas song we used to sing in Sussex in the old days. Sort of Lewis Carroll. And Gold Dress, that's Mallarmé. And Chamber Pot with Edgar Allan written on it. You have to sit well on that.
Because it's very good for the Causeway, isn't it?
It is indeed. Indeed. Sorry, McGough.
McGonagall.
No.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's a good game, this.
Do they have a poetic license for this?
Do you concede?
What? Only at the weekend.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to play a game called Mornington Crescent. And I hope, teams, that you'll take advantage of Tim Brooke Taylor's absence to have a good, clean game. No arguments, please. To avoid any dispute and to ease congestion, I shall make King's Cross out of bounds unless approached from the south. King's Cross out of bounds unless approached from the
from
south.
From the south.
From the south, Denise, yes.
South.
Yes. Right, Barry, will you start?
Bottling Street.
Broad Street.
Store Street. Eh? I had to throw that one in.
Is that south of King's Cross? I mean, I don't know.
Yes,
you know, how am I supposed to know?
Is it's it? Terribly yeah. Close.
Is
yes.
It? Oh.
It's off Googe Street.
Googe Street?
Don't say that. I'm just telling you where it is.
Oh, right. Oh.
Repetition.
Carry on, Denise.
Pusey Street.
Buckingham Palace Gate.
Oh. New King's Road.
Chancellor's Yard.
Good.
Yes, you might well say. God, what a good feeling it is, Barry.
I can transverse on that, can I?
Of course you can.
All right. Euston Road.
Oh, it's not south, is it? Not south.
Yes, it is.
South of King's Cross?
Yes.
Don't
buy it, no. When you turn left, you're coming on the Euston Road from the west, don't you? And there you are, King's Cross, on your left with the clock. And the occasional train.
Depends which way you're approaching it.
That's what Sven said earlier, wasn't it?
At least he's brought his vest up now.
Shouldn't have eaten it.
Anyway, come on. Larry, make a move, make a move.
Egton Crescent.
Ludgate Hill.
Oh.
Tulse Hill.
Oh, Mornington Crescent.
Yeah! Yeah.
I love a short woman. You don't have to stand up to go too far.
That's what Sven said.
Are you all right, Denise?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, well, we've gone now to a delightful round entitled Grand Opera, in which teams are given the opportunity to improvise an operatic duet around some passages of prose whose musical potential has gone hitherto unnoticed. Bill and Barry, you're going to start this one. You're going to be accompanied by Colin Sell. I give you fair warning. I'd like you to sing to Mrs. Beaton's own recipe for cream horns.
Cream horns, cornet de creme. 4 ounces of puff or flaky pastry.
1 gill sweetened and flavored cream.
Raspberry jam,
chopped pistachio nuts.
Roll pastry out to 1/8 of an inch thick, and cut into strips 1/2 inch wide, and 12 to 14 inches long.
Moisten strip with water, and wind down the cornet mould from the point upwards,
keeping the moist surface on the outside.
Finish overlap on underside of tin and a trim. Neatly.
Allow to stand for 1 hour.
Place horns on baking sheet.
I will. Brush over with egg and milk.
And place in a hot oven 4 to 5 Fahrenheit.
Gas mark 7.
Until nicely browned.
Remove tins and return horns to oven to dry for a few minutes.
When cool, place a little jam in each horn.
Pipe a rosette of cream on top and sprinkle both with nuts. Sprinkle both with nuts. Sprinkle with nuts. Sprinkle with nuts.
Then we won't have to do it.
William Denise, now you're going to sing it to an excerpt from Grey's Anatomy.
An explanation of the lymphatic drainage of the abdomen from Grey's Anatomy.
The lymphatic drainage of the liver and gallbladder. The collecting vessels from the liver are divisible into 2 main groups, superficial
and deep.
The superficial lymph vessels of the liver run in the
subsurface,
it's a difficult word to say, and areola, over the whole surface of the organ.
They drain in 4 directions.
From the middle part of the body.
posterior surface.
Posterior surface.
From the chordate lobe.
Chordate lobe.
From the posterior part of the convex surface.
Convex surface.
The detachment of the calciform ligaments. And from the posterior part of the interior surface of the right lobe, the muscles accompany the inferior vena cava.
Vena cava.
And in glands around the terminal part of that vessel. And glands around the terminal part of that vessel.
There'll always be an England. There'll always be an England.
Shut up about the glands.
Now, teams, with all to play for, we come to the round of limericks. Sven has to leave us now to join the Chippendales.
Why, are they coming apart?
So here, Denise, your first line is, at the Commons with newsman John Cole.
I inquired if he sang rock and roll.
He bridled a smidgen.
As he fondled a pigeon.
And said, undoubtedly, what is it for the pound of ask you for the dread of what the brand of man or that? No, so.
Barry, your first line is, when travelling abroad with Kate Adie.
Travelling abroad with Kate Adie, she told me her background was shady.
She said, I'm the love child
of the late Oscar Wilde.
And someone called Bosie O'Grady.
Bill, here's a first line for you. Whenever I watch Anna Ford,
I sometimes cry out, praise the Lord!
Oh, goodness, love hurts.
When you're starching his shirts.
And your trousers go stiff as a board.
Willie, your first line is, while out with Sir Alistair Burnett.
While out with Sir Alistair Burnett, I shouted, stand back, I'm a vet!
Been attacked by the greens.
I cried, quick nurse, the screens.
And deftly removed a courgette.
And with the teams running neck and neck, that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Join us again next week. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.
Trier, Denise Coffey, Willie Rushton and Bill Tidy were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.